Hello and welcome back to the Lawn Hustle. Season number 3, episode number 33. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. In this week's episode, we want to discuss the we versus the me style of leadership. The we versus me mentality is a crucial concept in running a successful business. It's a crucial concept if you want to have a successful marriage. Someone said marriage is 50-50. I disagree completely. Marriage is 100% given by each spouse. I give 100%, my wife gives 100%. It's not her problems or my problems, it's our problems. How can we work this out? How can we get through this? Now, I've been married 35 years, and it's not always been easy. We've had our ups, we've had our downs. We've laughed, we've cried. We've had tremendous highs and tremendous lows in our marriage. But it's not about me. It's about us. It's about we. It's about her and I. And I just find that if I want to be successful in life, in business, then I have to realize, and the sooner I do, the better off I will be. I have to realize that I cannot make it on my own. Dr. John Maxwell says, if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know he had help getting there. Now, my wife is not involved in my lawn care business. She is a school teacher. She's been teaching first grade now for numerous years. She's 3 to 4 years away from retirement. But I would be a fool if I thought the success of my lawn care business is totally me. Because those nights when I was walking the floor, ready to give up, ready to throw in the towel, ready to go find a 9-to-5 job, it was my wife that encouraged me. It was my wife that said, don't stop, don't quit. Tomorrow's a new day. Get up, put your boots on, and go to work. So no matter how successful my business is, it's not because of me. It's because of we. And when my business got to the point where I couldn't do it on my own, as far as the work, and had to bring on a team member, I would be a fool not to realize I could not do this every day solo with the amount of work that I have. My main guy had a death in his family last week. And on his bereavement day, I was in the field solo. I came home completely exhausted from the trimming, the edging, the mowing. I could not do this without the help of others. Now, when we talk about a me mentality focuses on self. The focus is primarily on individual success, personal achievements, self-interest. Leaders with this mentality may prioritize their own goals over the needs of the team. I want this new truck. I want this new boat. I want this new whatever it is. And maybe your team members are riding junk mowers that need to be replaced. When it's a we mentality, you take care of the team first, and then you buy your toys. When you have a we mentality, there is some short-term gains. Short-term gains lead to short-term success. A we mentality often neglects the long-term health of your business. Don't make decisions based primarily on what you want, but what do we need? When you have a we mentality, you make decisions that benefit you, but it harms the company's durability or sustainability. A me mentality fosters a competitive, toxic environment where teamwork and collaboration are undermined. Employees feel disconnected, undervalued, leading to lower morale and less productivity. Now, you might notice your employees not being excited about working in your business. They don't have that drive. They don't have that oomph that maybe they used to have. You need to take a good, long, hard look at your leadership style. If it's all about you, no wonder nobody wants to work for you. If every decision is made based on what you want, no wonder they don't want to come into work. But when you buy them equipment and you buy them things that are needed to make the day-to-day operation run a little smoother, you're proving to them It's not about me. It's about we. It's about us. It's about the team. It's about what can I get to help us be successful? What can I provide for the team to help them reach a goal, to help them meet a schedule, to help the business flow where there is high morale and high productivity? When there is a we mentality, the emphasis is on collective success, shared goals, team achievements. There's no I in we. Leaders with the we mentality understand that the success of the business is tied to the success of the team. If we fail, we all fail. If we are successful, we are all successful. A we mentality prioritizes growth and long-term success. Decisions are made with the entire company's future in mind, leading to more thoughtful and strategic planning. I'm not against having toys. I'm not against a business owner having nice things. But if your employees come to you and ask you for a raise, and you can't give them a raise even though they've been with you for 2 or 3 years because you have too many toys to pay for, you have a problem. You're going to have a morale problem. You're going to have an issue with your business that will, if not corrected, destroy the morale of your company. A we mentality encourages innovation and a sense of belonging. I want my employees to not say, I work for Andy Wilson. I want them to be proud to say, I work for Professional Lawn Maintenance. Because if they say that, then they look at you as a legitimate business, not just somebody out here mowing a few yards. There's a big difference. I want them to feel valued. Because when they feel appreciated and they feel valued and they feel like you are giving them the best equipment that you can to get the job done, they see you investing in we and not me. And it will boost their morale. And it will boost your company's success. And it will lead to higher employee retention and employee satisfaction. When you have a we mentality, it fosters a positive company culture. A we mentality in leadership builds trust, it builds loyalty, and it builds respect. It has been said, and it's worth repeating, respect is not something you demand. It's something you earn. Loyalty is not something you demand. It's something that you earn. Trust is not something you demand. It's something that you earn. And you earn it by having a we mentality and not a me mentality. When you have a we mentality, it inspires a greater commitment and a greater effort from the team. Because they want to do the best job they can to make you look good. Because you've invested into them. And together, we are being successful. When employees are encouraged to work together and share ideals and share innovation, your business will begin to flourish. This kind of environment enables a diverse perspectives to come together, leading to more creative solutions and better problem solving. A business that adapts the we mentality is more likely to thrive in the long run. It creates a strong foundation of mutual respect, shared purpose, it is essential for any business leader who wants to build a resilient, innovative, and successful company to change your leadership style from me to we. It produces a strong company. It produces long-term success. It unlocks full potential and creates a positive impact both internally and externally. Have you ever wondered about those big old palm trees? How in the middle of a hurricane you can see them bending, but they don't break. The winds will blow them over low, and they'll stand right back up tall. It's because of their strong root system. When you have a strong root system, adversity can blow, problems can arise, situations can bend you low, but because you have a healthy root system, you stand right back up. In order to have that kind of root system, it has to be a we mentality. A we leadership style, not me. It's not about me. It's about us. It's not about I. It's about we. Together, we can do this. Together, we can make it. Together, we can overcome. Let's go back to that turtle on a fence post. You know it had help getting there. I hope you have found value in this podcast. I appreciate you listening. Until we meet again, I hope you have a blessed week, and I wish you nothing but success. Join us next week for another episode of The Lawn Hustle. If you would like to support this podcast, go to rss.com, search for The Lawn Hustle, and hit that donate button. If you listen on Spotify, leave us a show rating. If you listen on Apple Podcast, leave us a 5-star review and write a well-worded review. It would help boost our program. I appreciate your help. Thank you. God bless you. We'll talk again real soon.